This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Wherever you are in this world, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, if you need to know. B, did you see Aaron Rodgers opening presser with Pittsburgh? You fired up?
Nope.
I got some Aaron Rodgers.
I'm not cheering for the Steelers, and I'm not pulling for Aaron Rodgers, so I'm damn sure not following it.
You think this was Tomlin's call?
No.
You think it's Omar Khan's call? He's the GM.
Probably him and he's the one that's talking directly to the ownership all the time. He probably made them believe that this guy, he may not be what he once was, but he could be once what he was before. But what song by?
I'm not as good as I once was but once yeah. I'm as good as
he's
I ever was.
He's probably making them think that Aaron can get to that for him.
Do you know what Rodgers is mad about?
I hear he's married.
He got married. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's lovely.
To deal with him, she must be a saint.
He's mad about his helmet.
What's wrong with his helmet?
They banned it. He's wearing an old school helmet, and last year they had it, his helmet was on probation. Because the league tests all these helmets, and they're constantly trying to, you know, update the technology and make it safer. Mm-hmm. So last year his helmet was on probation, and this year it's out, and he's pissed.
Well, he can be pissed all he wants. This is not about Aaron Rodgers. It's about the league. And the league is basically saying, you use an old helmet and something happened to you, we're not going to be held responsible. So the best thing to do is just don't let you wear it. Because if they in any way approve that helmet, and something is wrong with it, and he gets hurt, they're in trouble.
White Brian, you are the top of the research team. Can you find us a photo of Aaron Rodgers' new wife or wife? I feel like we should see that in the text thread. Aaron Rodgers has a resume. He was with Olivia Munn for a while. I think he was dating Danica Patrick for a minute.
Mm-hmm. You're an NFL quarterback. Ain't hard.
That's a good point.
Believe me.
What is the percent chance, B. Mitch, that this goes really well for Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh?
I'm not the one to sit there and have a lot of algorithms to figure that out. I'm just saying, based off of what he's done as of late, he is going to blame everything if it goes wrong on everybody else. If it goes right, it's all because of him. I give you that 100% on those two things.
Vegas is not too hot on Rodgers. I'm looking at DraftKings. For Aaron Rodgers to go over 4,000 yards passing, which really isn't that hard in a 17-game season in a passing league, plus 400. For Aaron Rodgers to throw 30 passing touchdowns, Something that hasn't happened in Washington since Sonny Jurgensen, which is still one of the most amazing bad stats in the world. Plus 425. Vegas has him under 3,300 yards. That's where the action suggests they think it lands. And at about 23 touchdown passes. Which, for, you know, a pedestrian quarterback, not that bad. But for Aaron Rodgers, it...
That would be bad.
If you pick the Steelers to win the Super Bowl... Plus $4,500, B.
I think most people will not be putting that bet in.
I mean, maybe at a White Brian 20-cent bet.
Nah, don't even do that. That's a waste of your money.
It is. That I agree with you. B, there is a conversation kind of surrounding Jaden Daniels. And where this season goes. And I actually think this is a legitimate conversation to I think you could have talked about it last year, honestly.
I think some people did.
You're right.
Yeah.
But Jaden Daniels for NFL MVP. I think it's reasonable because it could happen. Right.
The mere fact that he's a quarterback, yes, he's up for it. He should be in the he's going to be thought of. The fact that he had the year he had last year with this team, and now they're on prime time in a lot of games this year. If he comes out and play anywhere close to what they did last year, hell yeah.
White Brian, give me odds on this. I think Jaden has the fifth best odds to win MVP. I think there is.
So if you have the fifth best odds, then the answer to the question is a resounding yes.
I agree.
Why even ask the question?
Because I think there are people that will try to dispute it and whatever. I think Chris Sims nailed it. Chris Sims put out his quarterback rankings for the year. And he does it in a really funny way. I also like Chris. I know some people think he can be polarizing. I think Chris is just
Chris
himself.
Doesn't mind going against the standard.
Totally.
You know, and I think people don't like that sometimes. Most people just, like they say, they hear something, they see something, and they run with it. Don't know if it's got facts or anything to support it or not. They just go with it.
So Sims put out his quarterback rankings for the year. And I don't think you can argue the top four odds for MVPs. Let's just say this. I think if you're chasing a big win by taking Ja'Marr Chase or Justin Jefferson or Saquon as MVP, I think it's bad money. I think you're throwing money away on that, because if Saquon couldn't win it with the year he had last year, I don't think anybody's winning it.
Yeah.
But that's not a quarterback. And when you have the star power and the elite level of play of, to me, Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Lamar. Mm-hmm. You're talking about Allen, Lamar, Mahomes probably have the last five MVP trophies.
Easily.
Right? Maybe more than that. I think Allen won this year. I think Lamar won three of the last four, or two of the last three. Pat won at least one. I don't think Burrow's won one yet, but I think his level of play has been there. I don't think there's any – you can argue about how you rank those top four, but I think the top four are the top four.
Yeah.
So then I like what Sims did is he put them into tiers. He had those as his top four, and then he had – for his next tier, he called it surgicality, which I like that term. I don't think it's a real word, but it's cool.
Oh, you have to make them up? They pop up every day.
In the surgicality tier, he has Jaden, Stafford, and Stroud. Next tier, he calls them pocket rockets. He goes Herbert and Mayfield. And then at number 10 in his own tier, B, tell me if you can guess what quarterback this is by the name of the tier. The truth hurts.
JD?
No, Jalen. JD's five.
Oh, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, he's got Hurts ranked 10th. And then there's a couple categories he came up with that I loved. So 11, 12, 13, he went Purdy, Rodgers, Goff. Goff at 25-1 for MVP, like Greenberg suggested, I find that pretty interesting. Just because the numbers are going to be there. I think that team's going to win the games. Next tier, Kyler Murray, Jordan Love. He called it, I don't know what this means, want to touch the hiney. Next tier, Bo Nix, Caleb Williams, ready to launch. And then I like this tier a lot. He calls this, is this it? Dak, Tua, and Trevor Lawrence. I think there's legit, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, they get a lot of hype, but they're not there in the end. And they not being there is a major, major thing when you are a top-notch quarterback, right?
Totally. I think this is a good tier. Need more info. Penix and Drake May. Mm-hmm. Then he's got Darnold and Geno as escape from New York. Because both of those guys have found success later in their careers after escaping the New York Jets. Don't you forget about me as Kirk Cousins. Although it's starting to sound more and more like Kirk staying in Atlanta. I think you wait for an injury in August. If there's a quarterback that goes down in August, I think that team will pay up for Kirk.
Yeah, I just think that Atlanta, you can't keep a backup quarterback at $50 million.
I don't know that they have an option, B.
Hey, if they are thinking about letting him go and paying some money for him to go somewhere else, you can let him go and just pay him. But having a $50 million backup quarterback on your roster, that is not conducive to anything good.
I agree. That every interception, that becomes a conversation, you know? That's why I didn't think this team, and I'm so glad to not have to worry about, to have conversations about this. But when they were going with Howell, that's why I didn't think they could keep Heinicke around. Because there'd be parts of the fan base that would want Taylor.
Oh, yeah. We knew that.
Cam Ward, he calls a ready rookie. There has never been a less talked about number one overall pick quarterback than Cam Ward. And I think that's a great place to be.
Mm-hmm. You better be taking advantage of it, though.
What do you think of this category? Justin Fields and Daniel Jones land in the category of still on the toilet, which I think is for a reference to bleep or get off the pot.
Yeah.
Russ Wilson, he just put a clicking clock on it. Mm-hmm. Young Mysteries, Bryce Young and J.J. McCarthy. Then he got Backup Supremes, Flacco, Willis, Winston, Mariota. This is my favorite category. Anthony Richardson, incredibly athletically gifted young man for the Colts. He said, wow or whoa.
Yeah.
Like, because he'll make a play.
He can get that. Like, the pass he threw, that was the long, long pass. But he had 45% completion rate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you think he can ever overcome checking himself out of the game?
It's going to be tough. He has to come back and do some astronomical things. You know, you're the quarterback. You check yourself out of the game?
So
now, if he had been hit in the head and he sat and he was like, couldn't really get his bearings, I understand that. He was tired?
He was tired.
Bro, at the quarterback position, and you walk off the field, the next time you tell somebody, come on, man, we need you to help us out, what are they going to say? You did. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, nah, it's going to be hard to live that down. To outlive that.
You know what? Have you watched – I know you don't watch many movies, but they made a movie out of the Kurt Warner story. For me, the movie kind of stunk. It was much too much about his wife.
Bro, I could have told you right off the bat that, if that movie is how their life is, it's going to be a boring-ass movie. It's like every time he's around somewhere, she takes over, he's in the back seat. And that's not the story. That's not what people want to do. But he goes along with it. So, hey, to each his own.
So, the reason I brought up the Kurt Warner movie, as we're talking about Anthony Richardson, I think Kurt Warner clearly is good at the media and obviously has made friends with the right people in media. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of his Hall of Fame was because of that. What does not get talked about enough, but they did put in the movie, but they still kind of put it in a flattering light. So everybody's like, oh, Warner never got a chance. Warner never got a chance, right? I didn't know this till I watched a movie. I don't know if you know this part of the story. You may. He got signed by the Packers coming out of, I believe, Northern Iowa. And he's there, and on day two or whatever, they tell him to go in, and he tells the coaches, I'm not ready. I need a couple more days studying the playbook. You can't do that.
Now you got to be ready to go.
And then he was cut.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it took him a while, right?
Yeah, because,
that's why.
You're telling the coach, I'm not prepared. Let's be real. You've seen quarterbacks join the team that week and play. Okay? It's also that thing about a guy say, look, man, if you don't know what to do, make sure you make your mistake going 100 miles per hour. See what I'm saying? If you go out there, you flying around, they may say, oh, you know what? He was gung-ho. We teach him the playbook, but we know he's going to be going in there. But I tell you to go in the game, you tell me, oh, no. I need a few more days to learn the playbook.
See ya.
You may never get another chance.
Yo, and he didn't. I mean, it took him 5-6 years or
now
whatever.
And he was bagging groceries because he said something relatively stupid to a coach.
But like,
and if it's any old school coach, you tell him that, they're going to talk about you the rest of the time. You may never get another chance.
I find it astounding as we talk about like kind of the Kurt Warner fairy tale that's not addressed. Like, they did put it in the movie. So, you know, good for them for telling the full story. But I can only imagine because the time of practice.
Can you imagine a player in a locker room? They tell him he's going to play, and that player come in the locker room and say, yo, bro, man, I ain't going to be able to play, bro, because I'm not ready. He might get beat up. You know what I mean? It's just not. You have to be ready to go, dog. And a quarterback cannot do that. But he got a chance.
Little bit of news.
He didn't make that comment the next time.
Little bit of news that I imagine Dan Quinn is going to address when he speaks to the media here in about 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. I just saw this from Rap Sheet. Source, the Commanders have signed special teams ace Jeremy Reeves, one of the NFL's highest paid at his position, to a one-year extension. He's now under contract with the team through 2026.
I like that.
That's a dude that earns it every day.
He earns it. He puts in the work. And the thing about Revo, he's not just all about the special teams. If you need to play him in safety, he's ready to go in there and do that too.
I mean, you talk about a guy doing it right, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I love that. That is, that to me is indicative of this organization also doing it right.
So for all your people out there, all the guys that your friends tell you, oh, man, you playing special teams. What year is Revo going into now?
I mean, I'll pull it up. I want to say, I mean, he was here for Gruden. Like, he goes back.
Mm-hmm.
So undrafted, so I don't have his draft year. All right, he's going to turn 29 in August. He's going into year 8.
Hey, get into the league and get the mindset of I'm not going home. That's what you got to think. I'm going to be here.
That's what you got to think to make it in the NFL.
Yeah.
First rounder, undrafted, regardless.
You always somewhere in, like, when your coach, what I did was I was always trying to be in the coach's eyesight or be on his mind. And it was going to not be because of something negative. It's going to be always because B. Mitch was the last person here, or B. Mitch was the first person here. Oh, man, dog, you should have saw him running today. You open up the eyes, and when they constantly talking about you in a positive light, you stay around, dog. And if you stay out of the negative light, you stay around even longer.
When you're in the NFL, you got to have an attitude that you are never going home.
Mm-hmm. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.